A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We welcome you all to a Roll2Cast RPG podcast in the world of Dune, Adventures in the Imperium by Modiphius Entertainment. Starring Ellen Graham as Lady Deesha, Christopher Bond as Janice, and Sean Flurl as Saba. Story, GMing, and additional rules by Phil Harker-Smith. Artwork by Jack Sumner. Music by Paul Goodman. This is Shifting Sands.
Now, I'd like to take us forward a couple of days to Oren's recovery.
Oh, good.
If that's okay with you.
Yes, that's most wise.
What about the conversation with Dad and the rival house?
Dad?
He's become a father
Daddy,
figure to me.
Daddy Vadim?
Daddy, yeah. Daddy Ikshana.
Yeah.
Well, these things take time. The contracts have been cancelled. They are weighing their options. Eloria are making their approaches to Chome. These things chug away in the background.
Sure,
they're not,
sweet.
They're not instant. Sweet.
They haven't said, we're not going to go to Chome, but they also might not go
to
Chome.
They've said, actually, let's do Canley on you.
Well, yes, that's true.
You've all been murdered.
That's fair, actually. I didn't even consider that.
Fuck.
I should have as
No, they'd have to go through the appropriate. And as Harkonnen's putting a lot of eggs in our basket, I say.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Bureaucratic assassination. Hmm.
That is churning away in the background, and Vadim has need of more leverage. He will let you know.
Sweet.
What he might need of you. I'd like to move forward a couple of days to a scene in the pavilion, the Desert Star Pavilion, where we had the all hands general meeting the other day. But in attendance today is Vadim and the Lady Ikshana, her bodyguard, Saba, Janus, and Oren.
Mm.
Oren Hadesh.
Yes.
He is here. He is bandaged, but he is mobile. He's on his feet. The best of 10,000 AG medicine has got this bruised and battered man back on his feet fairly quickly. He's about to be invited to speak when a messenger runs in and a hush falls over the pavilion. The messenger is holding a small, square box. My lord, a Fremen courier left this for you, brought this for you. We've had it snooped. It's organic in nature, but it is not chemical, explosive, or toxic. Very well. Withdraw. And the Viscount casts a gaze around all of you. And there is a moment before he lifts the lid off the box.
Perhaps someone else should do the... Not that it's heavy. Someone else should open that package.
'Tis for me. I will open it. Fear not.
I do not.
Inside is a flower. You see Oren nod. Slightly. It is a flower that is somewhat in the shape of a star with long petals that reach a point and bright colours, and a sweet, faintly intoxicating scent rises from it. There's a small note in there which he lifts into the light and he reads aloud for you. From the shifting sands, hope blossoms. There's nothing further. Orin speaks up. This is a desert flower. An Arakeen flower. From the deep, deep desert.
Does it have some special significance?
It is a flower that reflects the stars. All life, all flowers, all plants have great significance. In the great emptiness, life, any life is precious. There is certainly meaning within this flower.
A flower that casts its gaze upwards. A potent metaphor.
What do you make of this? Vadim says to Janus. He hands you the box.
Janus takes it,
mm-hmm.
and thinking very quickly, as he is prone to do, he will begin deducing what it means.
Okay, make me understand, Rob.
Cool, let's do some things first. What's the scene?
Council.
Great. Passive scrutiny. Let's observe. What is our leader's mood? What is the tone that he wishes to convey to this space right now?
In control.
Great. Let's make that the trait of organization.
This is organized. Everyone's doing their part. Yep. Things are happening. They're all moving. This is just another issue.
Another thing.
Yeah.
Very good. Another spoke in the wheel.
Very good. I'd like to use the trait organization, if I may, to make this role.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's to organize these thoughts and to... Mm-hmm. We understand what it is. We understand that there's a note. It's to kind of deduce or figure out, organize the thoughts. I'd also like to lower the difficulty. What's the difficulty?
It's difficulty one.
Great. I'd like to lower the difficulty one by having some Sappho.
Sure.
As a stimulant of my brain. Great.
Sappho berries.
I've been asked to do this. That's a duty role.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an understand role. And I have cultural studies.
Yep.
So I'll roll with that because this is clearly Fremen stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means that I have... Oh, we have one threat at the moment and no momentum.
That's right, because we used it up in
Correct.
The last scene.
I'll grab a point of threat. Thank you for an extra die.
It's all right. We're about to get a lot of momentum back.
Yeah, this, yeah.
That's why I'm doing this big roll.
Yeah.
So I've lowered the difficulty below one.
Yeah.
I am rolling under 16s with eights and unders being criticals.
Yeah.
Three dice.
Yeah, you've got this. Six successes.
Four successes.
Hey.
Two criticals. Well, I rolled a 19, which is really scary. But other than that... we're pretty good, actually.
That's four momentum.
Yep.
Straight off the bat. Yeah.
What?
So now you can just ask away.
So Phil, what is?
don't say that, or he'll say flower.
Excellently phrased.
Reveal to me this flower's hidden meanings and its connotations with the note. From a Fremen cultural perspective.
As per my studies.
As per my good boy rolling dice.
You're overthinking it.
Oh, okay. It's just flour.
No. No. That's underthinking it.
Oh, no. I'm really bad as a mentor.
Think in the middle.
You are holding it in your fingers, lightly in your fingers, thinking of all the possibilities that it might have and from a culture and its significance to do with stars reflecting the sky above, when your fingers brush across a irregularity in the stem of the flower. Something hidden.
Oh, cool. I'd like to spend another point of momentum to get that then.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you take apart the stem gently.
Gently take apart the stem.
And find a hidden second message encoded on a piece of shigawa.
Cool. Let's open that up and have a read of that.
What is?
What is?
I ask again.
What is?
What is? I did a good boy roll.
A very good boy roll.
I love the idea that it's technically something that even Saba could have done. It's like you do these mentat things and you're like...
That's great, because I already had this planned. I was like, yep, he's really going for it. And it's just...
Oh.
It's just the little hidden message compartment.
Big boy momentum.
Yep.
Big boy momentum.
Plans within plans within plans, right?
So you take a moment to compute the cipher in your mind. And the message reads, from Shadim. I invite you to meet me under the pale moon where the desert meets the sky.
So Sean, being a silly Dune novice, Shadim's ahead of Harkonnen? Is that right? Am I remembering that right? Or is it even higher? Is it of the Imperial... Who is Shadim?
Shadim? Who are you thinking of?
I don't know. Who am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of the Emperor Shadam?
First, I was thinking the big snake... man.
That's Baron Harkonnen. That's Vladimir
Harkonnen. Yeah.
Okay, then Shadim, I don't know who that is.
It's the person who wrote the note.
And we don't know who should. We don't know.
Doesn't ring any bells.
I wasn't sure if that was a Dune.
No, it's not. Not a Dune law thing.
What's the name of the emperor?
You do know that it's
Shaddam.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's
it's very close.
Yes, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
This is Shadim.
Shadim.
Oh, you know it to be a Fremen name.
Okay, great.
If I may,
you may use a couple of points of momentum. To
yeah,
get this
I got. Far. I got two left. Can I spend that to know who that person is?
Could we ask Goran?
Oh no, Chris. I've interrogated Shadim before.
So. Yeah, well, genuinely, like maybe. Can I spend momentum to make this person known to us, or does that hurt your story?
Yeah, it doesn't really fit into the story. Like, that's I don't cool. see a party knowing who this no. person is.
That's
yeah.
cool. We could use this opportunity to ask Orim. No.
It is a common name among my people.
Okay.
I don't know who sent this, but they understand the significance of the flower, and with these clues in the general area indicated, I believe we could find this place in the desert too.
If you are not aware of who this person is, could this not simply be a trap?
Of course. Of course it could be a trap. It would be foolish to assume otherwise. But it is an invitation nonetheless. I'm merely telling you what I think from the information presented.
So
person seems to know the Fremen ways, but I don't speak for all Fremen.
So we don't have the location of where we're meeting the under the moon, do we?
It gives a general area of the desert.
It's okay.
Deep in the desert. But you would have to do some
sort of
some geographical snooping to figure out exactly what that means, because it's somewhat intentionally cryptic, right?
Yeah, I guess it's also that thing of we'll find you. Sort of thing.
We have ornithopters at our disposal.
Could I just try and figure it out now?
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah,
yeah. It'd be fairly high difficulty, I presume.
Yeah, I mean you can have some maps of the desert brought in.
Yeah,
and Orin can help you have a look.
Great. Yeah, yeah. So I'd like to do that if I may.
Of course.
I'll spend a point of. Momentum to give myself a plus one on the die.
This is a difficulty 3.
Okay. Then with the asset of our Fremen's ally,
He's going to help.
Okay, he's going to help.
Yep.
He knows assist. The lands well. Yeah.
Great. He assists. So we got one success there. Can I continue to use my Sappho?
I feel like it's already like in your system, right? So maybe it's working for the scene. It's not going to wear off instantly, is
cool.
it?
Cool. Great.
So let's say it's working.
So that'll reduce the difficulty by 1.
Yeah.
So we're down to 2 successes required.
Yep.
We've got one already.
Got one already. Yep.
I got 3 dice. I'd like to use deductive reasoning on this. I feel that's apt.
Trying to work out from a cryptic clue and a general area on the map what exactly this means.
Great. I'd like to use power as my motivation drive statement rather than duty. I feel like that is more aligned.
You're trying to show that you... What's your power statement?
Power is wielded by those who should hold it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to be made to look a fool.
No, you'd be like, I can figure this out.
Yeah.
Cryptic notes.
Cryptic
it's
notes
there.
Don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Who cares? We work in logic and facts here.
Our communication board is made up of glass jewels on a wall,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We do cryptic.
No Fremen culture is more powerful than ours. Their cryptic nonsense is trivial compared to ours. And I would also like, if this is a possibility, to use either Mentat or Spy as a personality trait to lower the difficulty further, because that works within what we're... As a Mentat, it's either big brain thinking, deductive reasoning, or as a Spy, this is spy work.
I'm going to say you got the resources you need with the traits you got. Roll with what you got.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, I didn't actually tell the audience what I needed to roll under. I have a power statement of 7 and an unstand of 8, which is a total of 15. So I rolled 16, 18, and a 15.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, so only 2 successes.
Only 2 successes. We just hit it.
Yeah, because it was 3 and you lowered it by 1 with the Sappho that's still running in your veins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad I didn't lower anymore, because that was more exciting.
Damn. I wanted that sweet momentum.
No momentum.
So I figure it out, but brain hurt, brain tired. This sucks.
It's intentionally cryptic, and you have to narrow it down from a number of different candidates.
It's one of those things where Janice doesn't actually have there's information that he just doesn't have. The assistance is actually what pops
it's actually
it over.
What pops it over, yeah. So you prepare a list of candidate sites from the deep desert area. With Oren's help, you kind of filter them before you settle on. It's like a rocky crag, a protrusion of stone, like a organic castle in the desert. And in the center of that is a depression.
Yep.
Oren explains to you that in these places, the spice doesn't blow, but from under the depths, but the winds carry and collect it. And if you take repose at the bottom, stare into the night sky. We say this, The desert and the sky are one. They meet here.
I'm assuming it's rather open.
It's protected from prying eyes from distances on the desert around, but itself is like a bowl, like your Colosseum here.
And what does that mean for worms?
No worm can reach that place. The rocks around, like the shield wall here at the pole, prevent the worms.
Okay.
It is a good place for a meeting, but yes, also an ambush.
I suppose my other question is, how well known is this place to the Fremen? Seems to be, if it's a place only a few know, we can narrow down the likelihood of who we may be speaking to.
It is a long time since I have been to this stretch of the emptiness. And there are far more Fremen than even you may guess. I cannot tell you who knows of this place.
But I suppose the question is, they want to meet.
They do. And your Viscount, he talks of a scouting mission prior to your great expedition. He wishes me to help you find water, find sieges, and you can visit this place. But, as I explained to him, I explained to you now, his servant, I will not help you before I have justice for my blade. There is one of these Harkonnen, who took my blade, saw the tooth of the Maker, but it did not taste his blood. It will taste his blood, or you will not have my cooperation. I know you can do this.
Just the one?
You met him. A pathetic sort. I wish to drive my blade into his belly and see his waters spill on the sand. Arrange this, and I will help you with what you need.
I have no issue with this, however. We are attempting to keep the Harkonnens on side.
He is some sniveling creature of theirs. Barely worth a mention. Except that justice demands I spill his blood. No one will miss him.
Yes, the Harkonnen are rather rough with their toys. Anyone who isn't them, not significant enough to be thought of twice. If we can locate this guard and separate him, I'm sure we can do your justice and have your full cooperation for this mission.
Yes, you will let the Baron know where the sieges of the Fremen lie in the deep desert, and he will flatten them. See a slight smile of cruelty when he says that. It's a little strange, a little unnerving.
Can I do a roll, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you do the reading I pointed you to before the season started about Fremen outcasts?
No. Was I supposed to?
I pointed you to a specific page.
I didn't. Oh, maybe I did. I just forgot.
Janus, you recall something. He's your main context. You recall something about him that this kind of curious turn of phrase triggers. It's a pretty simple piece of knowledge, so just do a difficulty one, understand.
Great. I'll spend a point of momentum.
Easy peasy.
Cool. And cultural understanding.
Yes.
That,
yeah.
I'm going to say it's not really a duty thing. It's not aligned to duty, really.
No, I mean, this is to do with your dealings with this person.
Yeah, so it's power. Okay. Right. So I'm looking for under 15s with an underpin critical. Cool. That is
a lot of
six successes.
Jesus.
So we get 5 points of momentum.
Chris, do you remember I pointed you to a specific passage in Sand and Dust, the Arrakis sourcebook?
Yes, I did.
So a section on Fremen outcasts. There's a tribe called the Jakarutu. They would hunt other Fremen on the sands. So if they saw a Fremen on their own who was weak or alone, they would drag them off to their stills and process them for their water, steal their water from their bodies, right? And for this, they were known as the water insects and seen as taboo. Eventually, enough of the Ishwan Bedouin, which is the general community of Fremen, took offense at what they were doing and slaughtered them in their siege. Not only did they slaughter them, but they spilled their blood upon the sand.
That's something.
Yes.
Ellen understands this.
To waste liquid.
They wasted the
water. Not to take blood, but spill it and leave it out.
Yeah. The
blood, to evaporate.
The water, the blood is bad, right? Like it's a...
You got bad blood.
Yeah.
There's literally bad blood, right? They believed they had slaughtered the Jakarutu clan to a man, but it wasn't true. Now, anyone who is descended from that clan is...
A cast out.
A cast out.
Right.
Cast outs. Are cast outs, yeah.
As a term, cast outs.
Yeah, and this is what you know of him. That he is the descendant of one of these people. This is why he deals with...
Us.
You. In Carthag. Because otherwise they'd have nothing to do with you. But through you, he can hurt them.
Yeah, we have one on side. A cast outs.
Yes. So that kind of smile of cruelty brings all of that to the surface. That he... I'll just use another point of momentum to kind of give you the add-on. That he sees this opportunity to help you as a way to devastate some previously untouched Fremen. Because if Raban knows where they are,
he can,
as he has done in the past,
harm the Fremen.
He will
decimate,
not nuke them, because atomics are outlawed, but
annihilate,
he will
them.
Annihilate them.
Yeah.
From the air. Yep. As he has done in the past. And Vadim looks a little bit... He seems a little bit taken aback by this. His approval of this is on the ropes. He doesn't quite like the naked cruelty. Whether that's because it's bad tactically or bad morally, you can't tell. But this all flows in a moment of his words ringing around the room. Your recollection of what he is and why he is that way.
Yes.
And your observation of his slightly kind of almost genocidal anger and its effect on the room also registers. But it all takes place in a moment.
We will make sure that you can have your vengeance first. We will do this as early as possible with the Viscount's permission, of course. It is best that you aid us in what ways you can possibly. Whoever this person is, this Fremen who wishes to meet us in the wastes, in the desert, I am confident, trap or no, we will learn more by venturing into it.
A true mentat. We need more data.
We are stronger than any force, save for potentially those we serve. No force below us can question us. We see all. It is unwise for us to avoid what possibly would be assets and allies for fear of a trap.
It's not in our house's nature to turn a blind eye.
As you say.
It is this part of the note that interests me, says Vadim, or piques my curiosity. Hope blossoms. It is not a word used commonly in Carthage, and it hints at something else at play here. You will meet him. You will have your scouting expedition. You will find water. You will find the Fremen settlements in this area of the desert. You will return back with everything we need, and you will meet with this mysterious messenger. Then return to me with all you have learned, so that with our penetrating sight, a great expedition bring riches and prosperity to our future. Are we clear? Excellent. Find this man his Harkonnen dog.
Great.
Anything else for the scene, guys?
I guess because we're in a council scene, I think perhaps it prudent to suggest, whilst we are doing this, I believe there is more important work for our head archivist.
This is the conversation that
we... The conversation you were talking about was between the head steward...
Head steward.
...and the archivist. If you're talking about the conversation 2 days ago at the general meeting, which was like... Why are they talking to each other?
Yeah.
They don't normally deal with each other. Yeah.
Yes.
We are coming into turbulent times. The archives need to be protected and resorted.
An interesting priority to pick out, but I'm sure you have your reasons. What would you have us do?
I'll lean into Vadim's ear. Busy work.
Keep me updated. I trust you to use your valuable time well.
Thank you. And I'll depart.
The scene breaks up. You go off to your posts, your errands, and more people been waiting for this private meeting to break up almost as soon as it is cleared. Servants and messengers come dashing forward to give Lady Disha or the Viscount Janus various reports and updates, and these little moments of stillness here in the pavilion are instantly washed away in the tides of activity, the daily runnings of a house such as yours that thrives on information. The scene is over, so we'll lose a momentum. We're sitting on 3 momentum, 2 threats. So, Ellen, I feel like you are angling. You want to investigate the archivist. Is that what you'd like to do?
Less so investigate. I want to give them... busy work to stay the hell away out of the rest of the house's affairs. I want to give them menial tasks.
Do you
that
need
take
a scene or is
far
this some,
away?
Because you have a lot of authority in the house, so you could easily make an excuse and order them to do
I
something.
I think it's. I
so
think
I don't think necessarily yeah. there's a scene. I was for a second thinking, oh, she's just going to go use the voice on her. Tell me what you know.
No. It's also, it's not a
huge priority.
I don't think it's a huge priority, and nor is it enough of an attack on Lady Deesh's sense of control of the house. I think her whole thing is just send them away. Give them a task mm-hmm. that is going to be challenging or laborious enough to keep their heads down whilst we're in the middle of this. Nothing too crazy so that it's like something's fishy, but you know.
Yeah, okay. What I've tried to do with the game a little bit is give you a lot of different things that you have to prioritize in different ways. So that's been really fun to see you guys like work out, okay, what is worth our time?
Yeah.
And you've decided this person is not worth a huge investment, but you think, they might be a potential leak. What if I got rid of them? Okay. You sort of hinted that you're like, we need to like reorder the records. Like there's something.
Oh, truly a bullshit request.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think it's phrased in the way of.
They need to be like cross-referenced with the Harkonnen main archive. So they have to like go back and forth across Garthag.
I think that's the thing. It's that. As well, we have renegotiated new contracts.
Yes.
So any old business dealing with House Zeloria and
Vortellus
needs to be taken and amended. We have been dealing with these people for 10 years.
Yeah.
Bullshit jobs.
That'll keep them busy.
Yeah, so make me a communicate role.
Sure.
It's
thing.
Just difficulty one. You're very authoritative.
Can I also use... Oh, in control is Vadim, but it's organization.
Organization, yes it is. Yeah
to lower
absolutely
the difficulty.
Absolutely is, yeah. Okay. So difficulty not. This is outside of a scene, which I guess you're technically not supposed to do, but you can absolutely make rolls in between stuff.
Why not? That's why we say additional rules by Phil Harper.
Yeah, that's right.
And power, yeah?
Power, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
A crit on one, so two successes in total.
Excellent. Yep. So a momentum.
Thank you.
So you definitely
don't deign to do it in person.
No,
it's
you're
a
like.
Messenger through a messenger.
You have the archivist. Make several trips over the following days back and forth between your archives, the city archives, the Harkonnen archives, trying to reconcile things. Miraculously, you're never satisfied when things come back. No, this is not correct.
Everything must be in order.
Yes. They maybe start to suspect they've earned your disfavor in some way, but they can't confirm or prove that. So
very hard to read me.
Yes.
Do it again, but better.
Yes.
Could just be whim, you know, just cruel whim.
Sometimes D should be like that.
I think there's also the thing of like Bene Gesserits are not, there's lots of superstitions and, you know, obviously called witches. But if you're not, even if you're in the Bene Gesserit sisterhood, not everything is revealed to you about the lengths of the organization or other abilities of Bene Gesserits.
So even you guys
are
superstitious about Bene Gesserits.
Truly. Yeah. So I think there's already a bit of a, oh my God, this crazy lady.
We keep bringing her numbers and words, and she keeps looking at them inscrutably in a particular order. And she says, no, that's wrong. Do it again. And then we present the same numbers, and she seems more pleased. And that's weird, but
we've all been there, haven't we?
in a different order. Is she casting a spell with numbers, is what I'm saying.
Great. I'm satisfied with that.
Good.
I feel like I've flicked away that fly.
If you want to kind of keep abreast of the financial situation of the house, the renegotiations of contracts between Zeloria and Vortellus are ongoing. They take time back and forth. They're raising issues with Chaim. Oh, look, they've broken our contracts. We invoke these clauses. Oh, they are saying, you know, the argument, as you suggested earlier, is it's just simply a renegotiation.
We're in the period of renegotiation. We're acting fairly. We're not trying to shirk our responsibility.
Exactly.
We're not breaking them. We're renegotiating, but we are having them on hold while we renegotiate them. So is that breaking them? Well, according to subsection 3 of the clause.
Exactly. You're keeping a lot of bureaucrats in jobs right now between here, the Spacing Guild, Chaum.
Imagine how happy Locke is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also got a bit of like intrigue and action as well. So just going outside of her comfort zone.
Wow. She like,
I love this house.
She like used to be at her little desk, and now she's like, I get to go on business trips.
And you get to claim those business trips as an expense.
I'm basically a spy.
Yeah. And then for an afternoon, she has to go, like, spend time with the Harkonnens. It's like, oh, God.
But
this
maybe
place is horrible.
Maybe she'd love that.
Maybe, yeah.
Their books are so well kept.
So well kept, yeah.
Yes, they're covered in blood, but the bookkeeping is immaculate.
The current thing you've been set on is...
revenge.
Vengeance, justice, yes. Kind of.
Yes, the American
it's,
way.
It's a kind of... That's right, the Fremen way. This is something Janus would know, and so you hinted at when you first picked up Oren.
He's explicitly come out and said it. So
he hasn't said it. The person has seen his Chris knife must die. He's already committed cultural taboo by having his knife...
Taken off him. Yeah.
And tasted air without being slaked in blood. I think he kind of justifies it because he didn't draw it. It was taken from him.
Yeah. He's also outcast.
Yes.
Like, he's not...
That's what you know about him. He's still... He still hews to the traditions.
Of course.
Like, his vengeance is part of Fremen tradition.
Yeah, for sure.
See what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah. I do.
But yes.
He's wiggling.
But you need him for the scouting mission, which is one of the last stages of preparation before the Grey Expedition.
We don't need him.
He's going to be handy.
He'd be a very good asset to have.
Yeah.
I think we should do our best to keep him.
And the Duke wants you to sort it out. Go do it. But that's all in to lead into ask, how would you like to go about hunting this person down?
Well, we know where he works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is a random guard in the... Not random, bad use of the word random. He is a insignificant guard in the guard complex, the police state that keeps Carthag under Harkonnen boots.
Yeah, what building was he in again? He functioned in the...
He was in the administration. The... administration wing, the administration of torture, generally.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's an administrator.
He's a jailer.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
he's a jailer.
Even lowly guards need to blow off steam and potentially would go out for a drink or somewhere just to like decompress and get away from the town.
If you want to find out what he does in his off time.
That's exactly
right. If we can catch him far, far, far away from
any
kind of Harkonnen controlled
eyes.
Place.
Yeah. And if we can do more out in the, like, technically out in the open, we can get away quicker because that's what Saba does. He gets in and gets out.
If we had something like an asset that we could use that had information about a Harkonnen comings and goings, like staffing or something like that, that would be good.
What are you thinking of, Chris?
We've got
past
momentum.
Interrogation.
I don't have anything, so I'm not thinking of anything.
I thought you were being
hinting about
the Midnight Syndicate.
Ah. They hired muscle, so I wasn't thinking of them.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, like...
You were just kind of...
I was literally just thinking.
Spitballing, yeah.
If we had grabbed an asset when we'd gone in, is what I'm thinking.
So, remember, you can create assets.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We've got momentum.
You've got momentum, you can also make a test of two to create assets, right?
Yeah.
And you could create an asset that is, like, identity of Jailer.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, now we're thinking with Dune.
I think it.
You get me? You get me?
You say I've got this system well under wraps.
You've got, how to make dice rolls better, but you haven't quite. The hard part is how to use traits and assets.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It looks like we're Dune in it.
You're Dune in it.
Does it make more sense for a spy to figure that out, or I could have some kind of courtier information from the house, or
I mean,
or
otherwise,
Saba can scouted it out.
If this doesn't work, then I've got a secondary plan.
I think we need this part so we can get to the part that Sean suggested, is like, where does this guy go?
And yes.
Off hours, but we need to first make sure we have his identity pinned down.
Can I have the book, please? I need to check a thing.
You want to create the asset identity of Jailer.
Yes.
This would be like an understand test, or depending on how you go about it, could argue it could be a communicate test, depending on whether you're asking around or whether your mentat is deducing from memory, I took note of who this was 2 days ago when we did this.
When I realized that he's probably going to try and go kill this person later, I had to make a mental note of who that was.
Exactly, exactly right. And even though we didn't do it at the time, if you are successful in creating the asset, then you have had done that.
Yes. Yeah. You just looked at his name badge and saw it there.
Past perfect.
Do you want to do it, Ellen, or do you want me to do it as an understanding role, or would you like to do it as a communicate role?
I think it works either way. I guess story-wise, Janus was physically there.
That's true.
Saw the man, and it makes more sense, perhaps, for...
Yes.
For narrative reasons?
I can't really swing, to my mind at least, that this is a duty role, in part because what must be done, is my statement, and this really doesn't need to be done.
But it does if we're to have Oren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering the like, Viscount has been like, do this thing to get them on side because we
have
need it
been
done.
Tacitly ordered to.
So I could say truth. If you want to use duty, then I would say I'd offer you the determination and we'll challenge it in some way.
Okay. Let's.
Well, you have determination points, by the way, guys.
Well, what's Ellen? I think you would be better off at it.
Finding out?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, because I think your powers, I don't think my drive statements align with this sort of action. I've been tacitly ordered to do it. But realistically, the thing that I would do is I would just mentat predict.
My suggestion is that you would remember from your dealings with him who he was.
As in, as soon as
you go into your mentat mind place.
When you grabbed our eyes so we couldn't see, you knew that this moment that we're dealing with now is going to come past, so I should know who this person is.
Yes. It's the Blades in the Dark thing of retroactively creating the asset. Yeah.
I get that. I'm really trying to figure out how to not use duty because it actually, like,
you're often going to act with your drives. That is how life works, though. Those are the things that drive you. And I will try and, if you're frustrated, I will try and challenge them more. I think the drive system and working against your drives is probably one of the more nuanced parts of it. We haven't quite got.
And probably it's probably a function of more longer term play as well. As you play around with what your drives are and what you actively do, then like the arc of your character could be when they start going against those
them,
things and what that means.
Yes.
For the character.
The other thing is, remember, your drives are like, you could be using your top drives generally, because those are the things, the reason you act. They're going to be, what, they're 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
It's not a huge difference.
Sure.
The power of rolls is generally held in how many dice you get and how you modify the successes needed. Whether you're using an 8 drive or a 7 drive or a 6 drive isn't necessarily as important as momentum, threat, difficulty.
That's fair.
Right? So I wouldn't fret too much about it. I admire your desire to use every part of the system, use the whole animal.
That's part of what we do at Rod. That's why I'm steering to it.
That's why I'm allowing the discussion, because I think it's a valuable discussion, right? Yeah. I think it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
But I would steer you away from fretting too much about it. But keep an eye where we can be like, all right, I will have to use one of my weaker drives.
I think
here.
I'll just wait for you to push back on
it. Okay, cool.
I'll roll it.
You are?
I think story-wise, that just makes sense as well.
That's why you picked up his files.
Yes.
You know, they probably add some sort of authentication of him.
Snapshot his files on his desk, didn't you?
Yes.
To look at.
Oh yeah, I actually have seen his name.
Yeah.
All right. I spend two to momentum, and I know his name.
Yes.
Done. Steven. I know his name. Can we create a scene where the three of us stake out his house?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we just stake out his house and roll him there when he gets home?
So
can we do that?
He is billeted. He doesn't have a house.
Oh, boo.
He lives in the guard complex in a bunk with 20 other smelly people.
What I'm thinking is, I think at some point he might like go out to a pub somewhere, like to blow off steam, get out of the guard complex and like get away from his house and be like, nah, fuck it, I'm just gonna go somewhere, abuse my power maybe, and eventually has to stumble back to the barracks drunk.
Especially if it's a place of debauchery, in which case who knows what happens.
So here's what we have, right? Yeah. We have the jail, we have his name.
Yeah. Is that an asset for us?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, to do that, find out where he goes.
Yeah.
You need his schedule.
Okay, cool. And we got to get that through a series of moves.
So you got his name. This is we're doing an intrigue here.
Yeah, yeah.
The areas are basically the jailer himself, and other things will come up as needed. The current kind of zones in play are the jailer himself and the city guard.
The ones that are patrolling around.
Yeah, just the institution of the city guard.
Yeah,
like
the abstract
thing of the institution of the city guard, right?
Yeah.
So from where you are, which is in home base in House Kshana, you have used your mentat. You've reached into your archived memories and picked out this fellow's name, which is... I have a list of names. Give me a sec.
Clevin.
Boros.
Jeff.
Boris.
Hey!
I was close.
There you go.
He is invincible.
I didn't even look up my name, so I like Boris.
Boris?
So, yeah.
I said Boris, but that's okay.
No, but I like
normal names.
There's a mix in Dune, there's a mix of exotic and normal names.
Yes. Paul. Yes. Boris.
Paul.
Right. Also, we have like Boris. A Eastern European
so do the
clean with yeah. Harkonnens.
Yeah. So that's why Boris leapt out.
Boris.
Yeah. So we'll call right. him Boris.
We'll call Boris. Boris the jailer.
Boris the jailer. He's a,
the third.
A fat slob. He's pretty awful.
The right. jailer is actually his last name.
Right. So Boris from where you are, you have that.
Yes.
You
yes.
want his schedule so you know when you can trail him, essentially.
When does
right?
Boris leave the barracks?
So how are you going to find out when he's on duty, when he's off duty?
We are going to stake out the admin build.
The easy way, you're just gonna watch.
Yeah.
Fine.
Just watch.
Good. Absolutely
that's
fine
our
choice.
House motto. We are spies
I
and observers.
Yeah. Do you do it personally or do you have someone do it for you?
This is important. I'm gonna do it personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone else wanna join me?
Oh yeah, Sabo's gonna be there.
Sabo and you
return back home.
Turn.
To the not home, but you know what I mean.
Yes, you
to
go
our first
back
adventure.
To the guard complex.
Yeah.
Wanna come with us, lady?
Like there is definitely a bit where I want to be involved in the more pointy end of things.
I imagine Deisha's going to come onto this expedition as well.
Yeah.
That's what I imagined. I want the three main characters out
she's
in
gonna,
the desert in still suits.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
So remember, this is an intrigue scene.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in the abstract. You can be involved in other ways that aren't necessarily the stakeout, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Right?
You catch my meaning.
You catch my drift. You picking
I'm
up
picking
what
up.
I'm putting
down. Yeah, because I think...
think board games. Think strategic level.
She would be thinking, what worker in Harkonnen can I squeeze for information?
Absolutely. Know? So you can use your communication to give them more of a heads up about when roughly to wait. So what's the asset you're using to make that communicate role possible to help them? Do you need to create one or do you
I
think
might
you
need
have
to create
one?
On your one.
Sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we say that I have a contact in
the guard?
Yeah, in the guard.
In the guard.
So that I know how Harkonnen are moving, when they're moving, especially if we need to know about big political movements coming up, if we need to know will Harkonnen control the flow of Arrakis, right?
Yeah.
So when they're moving through places, that's your traffic for the day, you know? That's going to affect everything.
Now, remember,
yeah.
If you create this asset for this intrigue conflict, they will exist for this conflict and you use them here, but you have to spend more momentum to turn it into a permanent asset afterwards. Mm-hmm. So this is a person you are snagging for this purpose. So don't... all I'm saying is just like don't flavor them as like a known confidant you've had in the back pocket for a long time. This is someone you're getting hold of for this purpose. Unless, spend that momentum, I now have... permanent thing. Trying to remind you how you can use those systems.
Yeah.
Create things on the fly, but also go, actually, you know what? Let's keep that. That's going to be handy to have. Let's make it permanent. You can do that too. All right. So to create the asset of Harkonnen Guard contact is a difficulty 2 communicate test.
Great.
What drive are you using?
Power. I get what
What's
I want.
What's your power statement?
I get what I want. I want information.
No.
No?
No.
Then duty. Our house must not look weak. Not quite?
No. No, I don't think so either.
Hmm.
It's
board.
Not. This is a backrooms thing. It's not a display of power, so it's not making you look weak. It's not about displaying the power of Ikshana. What was the first statement for power?
I'll take what I want. If I want to know about if I
want
to know about Harkonnen and stuff, you'll tell me.
Ooh.
You'll go against your own house for me.
Okay.
Yeah?
You've justified it to me, yeah.
Huzzah! Finally, a game that works for me!
Yeah. But at least I'm pushing against it, right?
I'll justify any goddamn thing.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to, you need to, like, toy with it, see how it fits. You know, this game wants you to ask why you do things.
Yes.
So, you want to chink in the Harkonnen armor.
Yeah.
One of the things they're great at is being disciplined, right? And closing ranks. So, yes, I get what I want. And what I want... is information. So, difficulty 2 communicate test. You reach out and try and find someone in the guard.
Do we have a scene?
We got one momentum.
Yep. Do we also have a trait for what we're about to embark on for the intrigue?
So, the different zones will have traits. So, currently you're in House Ikshana. Basically, it has the house trait of adaptable. That's its trait. If you wanted to move yourself somewhere else, that might have a different trait. The contact you're creating, you might create them at a dinner party.
Yeah.
You might create them at a
bar.
A negotiation on spotting schedules, right?
Mm.
Where they're like, oh, we need 6 spotters for the next 5 days. And you're like, oh, we have to negotiate that. And that might be a time where you get that in. Be creative about where you want to go to get that person.
I think dinner party's fun.
Dinner party?
Right?
Yeah, it's the thing that you go to.
That's element. And how disarmed would a lowly guard be at seeing a lady of their house in full swing, and where she can sneak off to a quiet place, put a few words in this guard's ear, and have him now be weakened.
Yes. At some point, Janna slips you the name of the person they are targeting, Boris. You take that information to your next soiree with Harkonnen higher-ups, officiants. And at that party, you corner someone and flatter them. Someone who works on the city guard, or at least administers them, and you work your charms on them.
I do, right. Which I have a focus in.
So charm. Yep. Yeah. So you can use charm focus, communicate, difficulty two. There's one momentum and two threat.
So I have my focus. Can I lower the difficulty as a courtier?
Is that one of your traits? Absolutely. This is courtier shit. Absolutely.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Courtier shit.
So difficulty one.
I'm doing my job, but that makes it easier.
Yeah.
It works really well.
Yeah. Difficulty one. I have two die. I'd like to spend a momentum to get another die.
Great.
Done.
Thank you.
Do it.
And I'm hoping to roll under 8 for my focus. Just 2 success.
One momentum. And for this intrigue scene, you have the asset contact at the Harkonnen Guard Complex.
You do such good work.
So kind of you to say.
No,
it's so rarely that we get the appreciation we deserve. It's a very difficult job.
Without... Forgive me, I am not a native to Arrakis. How horrid a thing would that be? But sometimes for true flowers to bloom, they need the sun to shine on them.
Can't pretend to know what you mean, my lady, but it sounds beautiful. Do let me know if I can help you with absolutely anything. I know that our houses are now working so closely together, and I'm sure my superiors would be overjoyed if I was to help you in any possible way.
You have no idea how happy that makes me.
Glad.
I think you've earned yourself a drink for tonight, no?
Couldn't possibly.
You must.
Just one.
Just the one.
And we zoom out. Okay.
So you created the asset, which lets you help out in their stakeout by putting a...
Man on the inside.
Man on the inside. You know when to be waiting there. What's a good time to spend your time there? So now we're creating a new asset, Boris's schedule.
Question. Does that asset need to get moved to us?
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah.
Looking at boldly moving?
I can...
We haven't gone turn by turn. I've got to keep it at loosey-goosey.
I don't really have an opposition here. Not yet.
If I give you that information, then it would be on your person, or I suppose it'd be one of you.
Intrigue's pretty loosey-goosey. Yeah. Don't worry too much.
Okay, cool.
Using it as a framework.
Yep, easy done.
If you had a definite opposition who was trying to prevent you from finding this information, then we might be worrying about how long it takes to move it and what we're doing. But at the moment, we're using it as a nice framework to kind of work out what's possible, what needs to be rolled. So at the moment, you are attempting to create the asset of Boris's
schedule.
Yeah. Or
we've got Boris's schedule. We've got that asset. We've got Boris' name asset.
You want to find out where
Boris's location. Well, where he will go to.
Where does he go?
So we will either Sean or I will probably use the asset Boris's schedule.
Yes.
I mean, I guess we could have just used Boris's name to stake out.
I would say follow.
Yeah, trail. You're gonna wait for him and trail him.
We know where the trade-offs happen.
Okay, I want a 2-part roll. I want discipline to make sure you don't miss him on your long wait, and then following him will be move.
You like one of us to do one of those and then the other?
I would.
Do you want to do discipline?
I'll do the discipline.
Great, I'll do the move.
Very cool. I love this because it's like we've made three like diametrically, not opposed, but like each has their own field. And through this scene, we're getting that.
This is where the game really excels, where you can use your communicate in this kind of abstracted moment to feed something over here. And then these two team up and it all kind of like the apparatus moves. The different parts all slotting together.
The spice
it's really nice.
Must flow.
It's really nice when it works. Yeah. It's very cool. So who is disciplining?
I will. So Janice will observe this movement.
Why are you waiting here through hours of comings and goings of the teeming populace of Carthage?
Because I have been told by my boss to do it.
Duty. What's your duty statement?
My duty, what must be done, must be done.
Fair enough, yeah. I have to stand here.
doing
I actually
nothing.
Don't want to be here. I'd much rather be fine. Breaking in and
being more active.
And being more active. Yeah, I'd much rather be like learning more about going out into the sands, doing all of that.
Excellent.
But
that lines up. This is...
This doesn't expand the house's power.
Okay, so...
It's taking care of busy
the,
work.
We've all got busy work for today.
Yeah.
What's the aspect difficulty? Here, the trait here is bustling, again,
great.
As it has been before. So yes. You have the asset that makes it possible.
Yes.
Which is knowing roughly when he leaves.
Yes.
When he's off duty, when he might leave the building.
Yes.
The difficulty is 2.
That's fine.
But it goes up because it's bustling.
It's going up because it's bustling. Because
okay. It's harder, right? So now it's difficulty 3.
Okay.
Right? Remember, I can use traits against you, yes. Not just with... Yeah,
and I can assist you in the role because he is also staking out with you. Yeah. So I'll do the discipline as well on a 1d20 to assist.
And why are you doing it?
See, here's the thing. I want to try out a new drive.
Drive.
Just wanting to gather the truth. We're looking for the facts, the truth. Where is this person going? What do they do? Who is this person?
Do you have a truth statement?
No, I don't.
Well, then that's okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because for me, it's also about because I've got, for example, talents that are about learning the person. Because to fight someone, you need to know about who they are as a person.
Yeah.
When he leaves, where he goes, what he does says so much about him.
Exactly. Yeah, it rings true to me. Do you want to make your help roll now while Chris is confirming what
he
needs?
And that just has to go 1d20 underneath that combination.
Yes.
You're right.
Another pair of eyes.
Just misses, unfortunately.
Okay. So you've got a difficulty 3. I'm seeing 1 momentum here and 2 threat.
First and foremost, passive scrutiny.
Okay.
Obtain information. I can obtain information. It's to trail this guy is what we're doing. So I know what Boris looks like.
You do.
So I would like to obtain information. What does Boris look like?
Yeah. So you can just passively in your brain.
Yeah. So what does he look like?
He's kind of bloated.
Okay.
Rotund. Gross.
Yeah.
Lascivious. Those are the words I would use to describe him.
Yes.
A bit of a toad of a man.
Great.
Yep.
Putting theory into practice, I can create a free trait. Disgusting kind of toad of a man.
Yes.
He has a particular gait.
Creating a weakness in him.
Creating a weakness
in him. Distinctive gait.
Distinctive gait.
Right.
He is... Trackable,
yeah. Distinctive gait, it's a nice flavor. It means the same thing to us, right?
Yep, exactly.
But I like the flavor of calling it distinctive gait.
Yes.
And it will help in the trailing as well.
Correct. That's
excellent
why I'm doing
choice.
It.
Okay, so this is going to help you spot him as well. So lowers it back down to 2.
Lowers it back down to 2.
Okay.
Guess what, Phil?
What?
I'm a spy. So
this
it lowers it down
shit.
To 1.
It's spy shit, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to spend a point of momentum to give myself 3 dice.
Okay.
I'm going to roll 3 dice.
Over a 1.
Using duty and discipline. So I'm trying to get under 14.
I'm going to spend a threat and make it back up to 2.
That's probably wise because I'm critting on
this
6s
is only
and
one,
unders.
There's only 1 threat now, guys. So it's a resource available to you. Just remember.
Okay. I crit fail on 1, but I crit succeed on 1 and I get a total of 3 successes. So
and a complication.
And a complication.
Yep.
3
so you've got 1 success, a critical success, and a failure.
Correcto.
So the difficulty I put back up to 2, so you generate
1 point of
one
momentum and a complication.
So I am able to observe him. Actually find it quite easy to observe him, but something complicates the matter.
So, and it always references the skill used,
which
right?
is
so
discipline.
Discipline. Do you have the book?
Could I also suggest something?
Quickly find complications. You can suggest something. Absolutely, you can.
He also gets spotted by the person. So he knows, he just recognizes the Mentor. He doesn't think anything of it, but he knows he's now there.
That's not really how complications
no?
work.
No, okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah,
easy.
Complications are meant to be like a impairment against the failure. Like it literally.
Yeah. I guess I was meaning in the sense that it
no,
would
no,
make it harder for the Mentor to follow him
offer.
Afterwards.
Something
so
like
we've
maybe
got
jittery or
unfocused.
It has to be like unfocused. A yeah, like a thing
which can make. Which does make it harder to track him anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, you're unfocused. It's the long day of waiting. Is this guy going to emerge?
Can I argue rather than that? Could it be okay if you gave me conflicted?
Explain.
Janice doesn't want to be here. This is not worth the house's time. This is a bit of a waste. It has to be done.
Yeah.
He's doing the work of a house, but this doesn't expand our power. This is consolidating what we already have. We don't
and
need
it's
to
the
do
whim,
that.
It's the whim of some
of
Fremen,
Fremen
guy. Yeah,
who's
okay.
telling our fucking lord of our house to do this so that he'll work for us. That's not how this is supposed to fucking
you
work.
You sound pretty conflicted. So yeah. Sounds good. Right. And it could come up later in this intrigue that you're just like, this is stupid.
This is below us.
Below us, yeah. Tracking him.
Yes.
Finally, you spot him.
It's a fairly easy thing. Janice turns and points him out in the... and describes how to continue keeping an eye on him. He
has a particular type of walk. You can see it in his gait. He steps off his right foot as if having to pick up momentum and then slows down again. It's once you've spotted it, it's hard not to miss it.
That's all I need. Thank you.
And he will... So I'm looking to make a move roll in order to start following him. I want to invoke my asset of the Cyber's Hood, which is used to both escape notice and blend into the crowd.
So it's like a perfect use of it.
It's so cool, dude.
As much as he wants to be able to follow this person, he has to not notice him. Even with his 7-foot stature, it's like you make yourself one with the crowd is what he does. It's why...
I imagine you can stoop a bit to remove some of that. And so this Cyber's Hood shifts, yes. Right? It's a shifting face. I think of it less as like it's constantly shifting, but like you look at a person once with the hood up, they look like X
one way,
and next time you glance they look a different way.
Yeah.
And it's always just out of sight that it happens.
And this environment is exactly why his training room is set up the way that it is, with pillars creating smaller spaces to weave in and out of. This is exactly the kind of framework that he trains in. So I want to use that move roll, and I'm going to be... I would say that it now makes sense to use duty again, as he is doing the task, which is to follow... find where this person is.
Yep.
This is the express desire of the house. And the cyber suit, does that bring difficulty down using that asset?
Yes. So I rolled a discipline for Boris and I bought him an extra die. So I'm out of threat and difficulty is 2.
And I'm also going to use my subtle step to get that extra d20 to move sneakily past the area.
Okay, so you get that for free.
Yep.
And difficulty is lowered by 1 because you're using your special fancy hood.
Cyber suit.
Difficulty 1.
3 dice, 1 difficulty.
Yep. No threat on the board and 1 momentum currently.
And, no. I do have something, but this feels better. This feels more fun. Because if I was on the roof going from rooftop to rooftop, that invokes climb, but I don't see the reason to use the cyber's hood then. So the
cyber's hood. No. Yeah, you can't use both. Can't use both, yeah.
Gee golly whiz, that is only 1 success, which is all we need. I did a 16, a 15, and an 8.
That's all you needed because of your hood.
Because of my hood.
Because you had the special technological advantage. Yes. There's a moment where he looks around. He looks at you.
You know what it is? It is he looks in my direction and Saba does not break his stride.
Yeah.
He actually walks past him.
Straight past him,
He
yeah.
goes forward
you
and
nearly
then,
touch him, even.
That's it. Walks past him and then just finds a moment to go by a stall and absentmindedly look at wares or whatnot before he then regains the trail as he gets past.
There's that moment, if it was on screen, we swear you've been discovered. But no, you move past him and you remain hidden. And where do you follow him? The delights of the Samuta Den. We have briefly encountered one of these in the slums before. This is a slightly less fraught circumstance. Fighting for our lives is not happening here. The Samuta Den is a particular kind of drug den that you find in the world of Dune. So think of it as like an opium den. Long, low couches, smoke and haze in the air. Curiously, the drug Samuta comes from the Urkaz tree, which is the same source as the juice of Sappho. Same plant, different use. And what's particularly interesting about Samuta and the way it works, and will be fun for Sean later, is that it is activated through a particular hypnotic droning music. You take the drug, and then when you listen to the sounds, that is what causes the euphoria, the loss of reality, the drifting away into pleasure and forgetfulness.
It's all about the frequency.
It is. It's literally all about the frequency. So, yeah, a little bit of Dune lore in there as well.
L-O-R-E.
L-O-R-E this time. Yes. He's a Samuta addict. It is highly addictive. It carries all the connotations that we would have of he's an addict. Not in control. He's undisciplined. And his addiction can be leveraged against him. So it's generally frowned upon, especially amongst the discipline-focused Harkonnens.
Saba is immediately satisfied that this will be a resting place for Boris for at least the next little while. And he's going to continue his own stride on to where Oren is perhaps parked, whether he is back at
I will say he's nearby in the Carthag Bazaar, in his market.
That's it. It takes him a little bit of time to wander, at least do a large circle back to where Oren might be stationed. It's enough to... He doesn't want to spend too much time with Oren, but he kind of like... He grabs him by the... underneath the arm and draws him in close.
You'll find him at the Smuta Den. He's all yours.
And if he starts to walk away, he like pulls him in close again, like lets him draw away and pulls him in.
Yeah, he's about to go, yeah.
Right close and says,
try not to get yourself caught this time. We don't want a repeat. Have fun.
And then disappears into the street.
Are we doing a murder? Is that... we get justice?
I wonder if it happens off screen. He just returns to the house.
Because Saba's not going to help him.
Satisfied.
I wonder if he does it or gets caught again.
Let's give...
Or just fucks off entirely. No. He needs our house.
Yeah.
But it would be funny. We just point him in the direction. And he's just like, okay, see you never. I can't actually see from here.
No, I refuse to. I don't like looking at other people's die.
I'm just trying to read Phil's expression, but it's hard because what's good for him is bad for us.
Slipping into the building, looks out of place, but quickly vanishes to the shadows. He finds his mark. Man is just slipping into the first hints of a trance. His eyes flutter open briefly. He sees the man of the desert. His blue in blue eyes. Confusion crosses his pasty, huffed face, followed by all too slow realization as a milky white blade is drawn. The Chris knife, unseen to any of you, and to Boris only seen briefly. The tooth of a sandworm. Fragile, but impossibly sharp. And is plunged efficiently under the ribs into his heart. Briefly, Oren laments to himself the loss of this man's water. He would dearly love to take this water, pass it through a still so it might have good use. That cannot be. Instead, he must be satisfied that his Chris knife, as is required, is put away wet. Out of the window and back into the street, Oren is satisfied. Good job, people. Good job.
I mean, sometimes when things are really impressive, you get an advancement point.
You have been listening to Shifting Sands, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Dune, Adventures in the Imperium, is an officially sublicensed property from Gale Force 9, a Battlefront Group company. All rights reserved.
It is protected from scrying at great distance. It's protected from prying eyes from distances.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for
20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.